My lamp.
How can I? I have no fire.
Look at your right hand, Manduccio.
Behold, a match.
Now light the lamp, Manduccio.
Wait, wait. What am I to do?
Hold high the lamp, Manduccio. Hold high the light.
And when the darkness dispersed, he woke up. For 2 days he pored over the book and spoke to no one. His frightened wife implored him to partake of nourishment, but he just looked at her with a vacant gaze. But Wednesday morning, Manduccio woke up early, bade his wife to wheel his chair as usual onto the back porch, and ate his dinner with gusto. That same evening he started spreading the word. No mean orator, he soon filled his house with eager villagers, and many who came to mock stayed to pray. Story by story, he took the Bible out of the book and made it come alive. In peasant tongue and tuneful brogue, he started preaching the oneness of God, the holiness of the Sabbath, and told them about Israel, God's chosen people.
And the children of Israel pitch their tents at the foot of the holy mountain.
Holy mountain.
And they washed all their clothes, swept the floors, and rinsed the dishes.
The women.
In short, they all sanctified themselves properly. All night the women were busy with the laundry and the brooms like good housewives. And the next day Moses inspected the 12 tribes, one after the other, to see that all was as it should be. And then he told them he had to go up the mountain to talk to God. Now, Mount Sinai was a very steep mountain, and it took Moses all day to climb to the top. And when he got there, it was already dark. And when he began to think that he was lost, a great smoke rose up and a big red flame shot up right in front of him. And all around was a deep silence. Then all of a sudden, when he was least expecting it, the silence was broken by a loud...
What's that?
Come in, come in.
Good evening, Signore. Forgive me for intruding, but my car broke down, and since your window is the only one alight, I took the liberty of entering. And may I sit down for a minute?
You are welcome, you are welcome. Antonio, bring some wine for our guest.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. What were you telling these good people?
About Moses, the leader. About Moses and the children of Israel, who were once the chosen people, until God destroyed them because of their grave sins and their idol worship.
Do you mean the Jews?
It's the children of Israel I am speaking of.
And you say they were destroyed?
Well, of course.
There must be some mistake, my friend, because if I understand you rightly, you are talking of the Jews, and they are certainly far from being destroyed.
What do you mean?
I mean that the Jews are as much alive today as you and I.
Impossible. Impossible. Where are they?
Everywhere. Didn't you know? Even in Rome.
Are you quite sure, Signor?
Of course I am. Look here. As you don't seem to believe me, I'll write it down for you. There you are. Write to this address in Rome, and tell the chief rabbi you think you're the only Jews left in the world.